All right, Porsche Talk, part two, take two, December 17th with Xavier. Fucking part one stopped recording. Stopped recording. They get the best of us sometime. But I'm here with Xavier. You take the floor on Miami. I'm going to do my little victory lap.
I'm mad that Miami lost. Tua is not our guy. Miami Daniels is on a hot seat for sure. I ain't even going to lie, the whole organization is on the hot seat. They haven't won a playoff game. I don't know how long it's been since what? They said, what, since 2000 or some shit?
Miami?
Yeah.
Is it that long?
Yeah. And,
Jesus.
I'm upset, bro, because, like, we have, we had a good team. But I don't know, it's like injuries. We traded Wilkerson. I don't know why we traded him. He's going crazy on the Raiders. We got Calais Campbell. He's old. We got Poyer. He's old. Jalen Ramsey, unfortunately, is getting old. The team is, we just need a whole new team. We don't got a heavy run game. We got a speed bag, but, like, goddamn, nigga, can we get some dudes that can, like, truck dudes?
Yeah.
Like, can we get, like, a Derrick Henry, or, like, can we get somebody that's at least bigger than HN? He's, like, probably like me on the field. And, like, so, like, and in Tua, he can't move for shit. I'm like, bro, like, you see his brother play? His brother's quick as shit, and Tua's slow as hell.
But how many damn concussions? That's got to lower the speed a little bit.
I don't know.
The inhibitor ability.
He threw three interceptions. One of the interceptions I saw, I was like, bro, I'm going to turn this shit off. Because I was like, bro, I'm like, at this point, you getting me mad throwing this shit. Like, we pay you. You're supposed to be a fucking professional, man. You doing this shit.
It's not his fault, though. Because like we talked about in part one, but it got fucking deleted. He was talking about it post-game. Tom Brady was talking about it as well. There's too much shit going on pre-snap. There's way too much shit going on pre-snap. Tua was saying when he comes to the line, and by the time all the bullshit's done, HN's moving here, Tyreek's here, he's there, someone else is there, and everybody else is moving places.
Yeah.
There's no fucking time to read the defense.
Yeah.
So they scheme before they read, which obviously you don't know the coverages or what defenses you're coming into as a fucking offensive coordinator, so you have to scheme before you read. But when you're actually on the field, you got to let Tua fucking read a safety or two, man.
So we give him one more year?
Yeah, I don't think it's Tua's fault. I think it's Mike McDaniel's fault. I think it's just the pre-snap motions and all the running around and shit. It reaches a certain point where it starts to inhibit you. It's too much because Tua said it. He said, like, I get to the line of scrimmage, and I get 2 seconds to throw the ball.
It's like he keep running the same fucking
What's this motherfucker
doing? I don't know. He keep running the same fucking plays. Like, I'm like, fuck.
Hold on. Pause real quick. All right, no ticket. We're good. It's too much. It's too much shit pre-snap. There's way too much shit going on. Think about it. Like, if you only have you're in the huddle, you get to the line of scrimmage with what? 20 seconds if you're lucky on the play clock. That's a lot of time. Figure more, 15 seconds on the play clock. All those motion, that takes some fucking time because you got a guy motion out. He's on the far left side of the field in like the X position. He's motioning all the way over to the fucking Z's position on the other side of the field. That takes 4 seconds. That takes 3 seconds. Yeah. And you got another guy fucking. And with the NFL now, with all the pre-snap motion shit, those referees make sure to check is if those wide receivers get set.
Yep.
So you can't be in motion. You got to make sure you're set before you. It's just too much shit. Because then, like Tua said, by the time all that's done, you get 2 seconds at the line of scrimmage to read a defense.
I don't know. I don't know.
You just, it's, you can't, it's not
like
going to work.
As a quarterback. I don't like him as my quarterback anymore.
I think if they just scheme differently, if they just a little tone down the bullshit a bit, give Tua some time at the line of scrimmage to read a defense and make a decision, then Miami's going to start to contend.
You see, we cut Odell.
Yeah, I don't think it's Odell. It's not the wide. I mean,
nah, he was a fucking ass.
He wasn't doing shit regardless. Tyreek could do a little more to get open, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's just his
speed.
He needs
to go back and train him in routes. I think he just because he used to. I mean,
he's slowing down. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like
How old is Tyreek?
He's not. He's been in the NFL for a while.
2016.
Yeah, 2016. What's he probably? He's got to be 29. 30?
He's 30.
30,
yeah. He's
30
years old.
That's what I'm saying. That's 30-year-old legs, dude. They don't move the same like they do at 24. And what's he about? What's he about, 5'6"?
Damn, yeah, that motherfucker's short.
So that's what I'm saying.
5'10", damn. What the fuck?
That's 5'10".
Taller than me, though.
No way he's 5'10". There's no way Tyreek Hill is 5'10". Regardless. Regardless. If this, if he's not getting their speed, he's not
26. Damn, he's 26, right?
Tyreek Hill's not a, he's not a vertical type of guy. He's not going to go up there and catch, make a play.
I don't know,
he's downfield. So if that speed starting to come down, we got to start running a little better routes, I think.
Let me see who's coming up in the draft, because, I mean, we can see what's coming up.
But I think it's just Mike McDaniels. I think we got to move on. I think there's no reason that a man that wears, objectively, walked out, or first of all, woke up, got ready in the morning, showered, did whatever he had to do, got his Jerry Curl ready before he left the building. He put on sweatpants with no socks and rolled them up to the fucking knees when he knew he was going to be on TV. And that's when I knew it was over.
Yeah.
That's when I knew he needed to go. He knew he was going to be on TV. There was cameras in the building. And he put on sweatpants and rolled them up to the knees with no socks.
Mike McDaniels, I don't
fresh Jerry Curl and everything.
I don't know.
The perm, too. He got a perm this year. That fucked me up. He didn't have a perm last season. I think that's fucking it up, too. You ever see Bill Belichick with a perm?
I mean, we do got Chop Robinson on defense.
He's nice. He's nice.
He's actually pretty good.
He's nice.
But
he's nice.
We need to get somebody else to pair with him on the line. I mean, we got Sack Sealer. He's good.
He's nice. But like you said, they shouldn't have traded Wilkinson.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
We need a linebacker.
You're supposed to be contending. Like, why are you going to trade your best defensive player?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, like,
to a team that's theoretically tanking. That is tanking, basically.
We got the 11th pick this year.
Yeah, maybe lower.
It's a D-lineman out of Oregon.
Yeah, this draft's not crazy.
Safety out of Georgia.
Who do you think
Miami... Let me see the safety out of Georgia is, though. Let me see that.
Georgia had a good defense this year. As a Miami Dolphins fan, where do you want to see... What position group needs to change the most?
On our team?
Yeah.
I think we need a third wide receiver, number 3. Well, we are number 2, basically, because, you know, Hill declining a little bit.
You think he's in the market?
I don't know. He might.
Yeah, I don't see him resigning.
And then we need a wide receiver. We need a safety. Nah, we got Holland, but
Holland,
we need another cornerback. We need a linebacker. We sure need a linebacker. We need another running back. Another running back. So, somebody that's like heavy as fuck. Like somebody that can run
downhill.
Over.
Like downhill.
We don't need everybody that's fast.
That's what I'm saying. That is that speed.
We might get JT. No. We could probably get him.
No.
We got the 11th. They said he's not even top 10.
But they have too much shit that they gotta handle.
He's not on top 10, they said.
They have too much shit they have to handle.
Who?
I don't think the Dolphins. I don't think they'll go JT. They gotta be have more shit. Get under control before you go JT.
I don't know.
I think he'll be a Dallas Cowboy, I think. Because he's been coming out.
Damn, that would be crazy.
Where's the Cowboys pick right now? What are they, like 8?
Nah.
9?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Why are they so high?
But they say, it does say JT right there.
They have JT?
Like, as a prediction.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, he might go to the
Cowboys. He already came out and said he wants to be a Cowboy.
Yo, that's his favorite team or something?
Yeah, he wants to be a Cowboy.
Yo, if he becomes a Cowboy...
He's very open about it. Like, that's not a secret.
Nah, but Jerry's going to do him wrong because he did Murray wrong. Like, Murray went crazy 2014. He's going to do him dirty, bro.
I don't think the Cowboys would be that high, though. 14? That's pretty fucking...
And the Niners got the pick right after it.
Cowboys suck. I guess they won 6 games. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the pick right after.
Shit. What else happened Sunday? The Jets fucking suck.
Yeah, the Jets.
We had a 20-minute tangent about the Jets in the first part that got cut or that didn't record, but
the Jets got the 8th pick.
That team is just perpetually bad.
They can get a cornerback, Will Johnson.
Yeah, they need a DB.
Nah, he's nice. Dude from
Will Johnson. I want the Patriots to draft him.
You already got Cazales.
Exactly. Imagine both sides of this fucking field.
That would be nasty. That shit would be crazy.
Him and Gonzalez. He is disgusting. Thank you for bringing him up. Shut down Marvin Harrison like a fucking...
Or does JT could probably go to
maximum
6
security.
To the Titans. Nah, he ain't going that high.
No, they have Pollard.
He's
going to go to the Cowboys. But thank you. Christian Gonzalez, give him his light.
Nah, he do be locking up
Marvin Hill. Harrison and nothing.
He be locking up Hill when they be playing.
Every week. Every single week.
He'll be still getting like some throws off. against y'all, but he be do he be
every single
thing.
Week.
He be doing his thing
every week. Every
it
week.
It don't be on him though.
Him and Drake May are the two shining.
Y'all got fucking. The Patriots got a good future.
The only shining spots in the fucking.
What about the Ravens? How you feel about Lamar?
It's crazy that he can throw for 5 touchdowns and Josh Allen's MVP odds goes up 3 times.
Bro, he played against the Giants, though.
No, he's not going to win MVP.
And Josh Allen just played the Lions. Come on.
Josh Allen, 100,000%. I had him MVP before the season even started. That was my big, that was my MVP for the year.
But the Ravens, yeah, they he that was Lamar's 100th game. 5 touchdowns against the Giants.
5 good touchdowns, too.
Hell yeah. And
there were some little dinky-dink touchdowns.
He didn't do too much, but he did his thing.
They weren't dinky-dink little touchdowns.
When the fuck is the last time a Ravens wide receiver's been over 100 yards? Goddamn.
Zay Flowers wasn't too, a couple weeks ago. But, Deontay Johnson.
See the Cowboys?
What?
Cowboys could probably still make the playoffs 6-8. They just beat
that's
the Panthers.
Crazy with Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush, 18 for 29, 214, 3 touchdowns.
He had a good game.
Dowell, number 23, 149 yards. That's against the Panthers. It's Doodle or some shit. Yeah, Doodle or some shit. CD did 116 touchdowns.
CD did his thing.
Right. They all did his thing. Kendrick with the interception.
It sucks that Overshown went down.
Interception. Damn, let me see what Bryce Young. I hope he ain't play ass. Damn. Bryce Young, 200 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions.
He had a 90-yard touchdown.
I expected LeGett to be better than this this year.
Coker's was like 80 yards.
But yeah, the Cowboys, they look, they play the Bucks, but the Bucks just put a 40 ball on the Chargers. But look, they play the Bucks next week on Sunday Night Football. They play the Bucks is at the Cowboys. They could probably still win that. They could still win that, bro. They could still win that.
The Cowboys? Nah.
Against the Buccaneers? They could still win that. And then they play the Eagles next. I think they're going to lose that. And they play the Commanders week 18 at their in Dallas. They could beat them. So they could probably make it. They just need somebody to lose. Ooh, let me see who else. They just need somebody to lose. Who was in the competition for that shit in the NFC? Or the Rams. They for sure need the Rams to lose. Let me see. Where the fuck is this shit at? Yeah, but yeah, the Cowboys can still make the playoffs. Yo, it'll be impressive as fuck if they make the playoffs. You think so?
I'm pulling up the playoffs. Where are they? They're 12th. They have a less than 1% playoff chance.
Who?
The Cowboys.
They got what?
A less than 1% playoff chance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to spoil your dreams, but...
No, I don't give a fuck about the Cowboys, but I'm just saying...
I don't think the Cowboys are making it this year. Now, the NFC... I mean, if your NFC is Detroit... I mean, but I don't know. The way that they just played against Buffalo...
Yeah. I mean, but the Lions, because of the injuries. It's too many injuries.
That's the thing, yeah. They lost. David Montgomery's out for the season. Akeem, what's his last name? The D-tackle, O'Neal, I think.
For who?
Detroit.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But he's out for the season. David Montgomery's out for the season.
Hutchinson can still make a return.
He's out. Bro, his leg did a goddamn fucking...
Like, fuck that shit.
Beetlejuice 360, dude. That was...
Bro,
he's not coming back. I
remember 2017, but the first time I see an injury like that was like 2017 with the Gordon Hayward shit.
Kevin Ware.
Huh?
Kevin Ware.
Who that?
You don't remember that one? A college player? You definitely remember that one.
Wait,
look up Kevin
for?
Ware. I don't remember what team was it? I think it was in March Madness. Look up Kevin Ware. Yeah, this was the first like brutal like injury. I was like, I feel like there's one every week in the NFL now. Like injury where it's like, goddamn, this is bad. I don't even know if they'll show it. They probably don't. It was really bad. His leg, the fucking shin's coming out of his leg. Like, his leg snapped, and the shin bone is coming out of the skin. Like, you can see his shin bone.
That's crazy.
You never saw this?
No, I don't think I saw
it. Really? We were probably, like, what year was this? I think it was probably We were young. Probably like 10. Yeah, this was the worst injury. This was the one that started the league. Not started, but.
I think this is it.
Yeah, it's his bone. He's in white.
What number?
Right there, that just jumped. Right there, you see his bone?
Oh!
You saw that? You saw that? Oh my Lord. Jesus Christ. On the closeout. You see that?
Yo, what the No, I wouldn't even be able to look at that. No.
You've never seen that?
I can't even look at that. Yo, what really? The fuck? How does that happen?
I guess on the closeout, like, he's just, it, like, the way he landed.
Did he land that hard? What the fuck?
I guess.
Bro, you see, people be saying basketball, not physical. But basketball is physical as shit.
He tried to jump out of the building, I guess. I don't know.
Bro, oh, basketball's soft. It's not, it's a soft man game. Bro, are you stupid?
No, that one was one of the first where I was like, Jesus Christ. That was
brutal. Bro, what the fuck?
That was brutal. Yeah, that was, what were we talking about before? That was bad. Yeah, the Pats.
Oh, because you talking about the Lions injuries.
Oh, yeah, the Lions injuries. I still think the Lions are the best team in the NFC, but I mean, the way Minnesota's playing.
No, I feel like the Eagles are.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like the Eagles.
How can you write off Minnesota so quick?
No. I still got Minnesota doing some shit. But I'm saying, like, if the Eagles have to go to Minnesota, I don't know. But if Eagles do their thing, get them to buy.
I agree. I think home field's going to be a big.
Yeah, let me see who the Lions play next.
Whoever's going to be home in these series is going to be. That's going to play a big role. I agree with you. If it's Philly, Minnesota, in Minnesota, I got Minnesota. In Philly, I got Philly.
The Vikings. They play the Seahawks next. They could beat them. They play the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Lions. And then the Lions, they play.
That's going to be a good game against Detroit.
The Lions play the Bears. They could beat the Bears.
But they may not even be playing their starters.
And then they play the 49ers. Oh, shit. And then they play the Vikings. They could beat the 49ers. Just fucking run the ball.
The Niners are over. That team is cooked.
Yeah, let's talk about the Niners, bro. What's up with the Niners?
6 points.
What's up with the Niners, man?
At home. In the rain against the goddamn Rams. One of the worst defenses in football.
What do you think? Brock Purdy deserves money?
I mean, they're going to pay him generational wealth.
Christian McCaffrey, he's getting older. Well, Carolina just fucking ran that motherfucker to the ground. He got to fucking San Francisco too late.
You think it's just...
He should have came here fucking during quarantine or some shit.
It's taking off. It just...
He probably would have been had a ring... If he would have came during, like, right after that Super Bowl loss in 2019, you think they probably would have came back? Nah, they had too many injuries in 2020, though.
You think Tybe is just I think they got to just do he's 30, a full right? reset.
I think he's 30 or 29. Yeah, he's about Tyreek's age.
I think the Niners got to pay Brock.
Nah, I say wait.
They got to do something now.
Get rid of Devo for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. If I was John Lynch... I'm getting rid
Keep
of Brock.
Keep Jamal Jennings, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm keeping Brock. Paying Brock. Staying with Ricky, obviously. Pay Jawan. Go get... you got Ayuk, I guess. Just hope for the best. But I do not feel good about Brandon Ayuk whatsoever in the slightest.
You said it was Achilles, right? He's not coming back this
year. It was his knee. No, not this year. I'm talking about next season. I'm talking about looking forward to next season. Like offseason.
Oh, it wasn't Achilles?
No, it was his knee.
But he still can't come back.
He tore both his ACL and MCL.
Yeah, he come back the same after that.
No, hell no. Nobody comes back the same after that. But regardless, you just paid him, so you got to keep him. You can't move from IU. You got to get rid of Debo.
What about Purcell?
Keep Ricky. Yeah, keep Ricky. Basically, just get rid of...
But is he nice?
Let Debo walk. Get rid of Debo Samuel. He should not be in the NFL at this point. Jerry Rice had a point. Did you see what Jerry Rice said about Debo Samuel? He said, because Debo is bitching about not getting targets or whatever, and then, you know, they throw him the ball 7 times. He drops 3 of them, 4 of them, 5 of them, 6 of them, whatever the fuck he did.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice said... he said there wasn't no complaining about getting. Well, let me actually pull it up. I don't want to. Let me pull this up. Jerry Rice. Debo. He said, first of all, after you complain about touches, you cannot drop the football, which I 2,000,000,000% agree with. But then he said, I never said anything about not getting touches or anything like that. I just worked. I just kept working. And if you show it during practice, they're going to make the call during the actual game. Mm-hmm. You're going to have opportunities to make catches. And he's bitching about, I need the ball, I need the ball. He leads the Niners in targets.
He can't run routes for shit.
He leads the 49ers in targets.
He can't run routes for shit.
Can't catch.
He can't catch. Like I said.
Overweight.
He is getting fat.
Overweight,
100%. He's getting fat. Oh, man, I don't know. After 2022, he did good. 2023, he did good. I don't know. I don't know what's up with Debo, man. I don't know if another team... for sure another team's going to call him, for sure.
He'll get an opportunity.
He'll get another job.
But you got to let... Debo's got to be out the building. And if you can somehow get Ayuk out of the building, too, I think they just need a full reset and you keep Kittle, Purdy...
Kittle's getting old, too, though.
Yeah, but that's a guy you want to keep around. Well,
Keep that veteran in the locker room.
Yeah, you do not move on from George Kittle. You keep George Kittle.
And Greenlaw, you think he's going to come back the same?
Dre's going to stay, yeah.
Warner, keep Warner.
Yeah.
Do I'm whatever saying, he wants.
On the offensive side of the ball, Debo, if you can somehow get another team to buy into Ayuk's contract.
No, I'm saying, Fred Warner, do whatever the fuck he wants. If he says, I want this amount of money, give him that money.
Yeah.
You can't let him go for shit. If once you let him go, your defense is going to be ass.
Yeah.
He is the defense. And Bosa, too. I mean, how old is Bosa? I just think they need
a full reset. It's just too many years with the same guys and it not working. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to change it eventually.
Yeah.
You can't keep running the same bullshit. Like, if anybody was due a reset, it's the San Francisco 49ers. It's the San Francisco 49ers. Well, yeah, any team due of a reset, it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Nah, I do feel like they still gonna be good because they got Garindo. He's still nice. They still got a team for the future.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Just
get rid
of the guys that we've held on for too long.
You gotta clean
Debo's
got to
be exactly. You got to clean up.
Yeah.
You got to tidy up. It's time for some new shoes. It's time
Debo's
to let the new ones
big.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never understood it.
Getting
anyway.
Big
like,
in
you,
the Bay Area
losing.
Is kind of crazy. Like the,
yeah,
he's
it is,
off
though.
Santa Clara food. Like, what's over there? What's he eating?
Nah, but they do treat you well here once you like, when you win. So like, yeah, I do like.
But
I
he
do
have,
feel that.
Have they won?
What the fuck?
They won the Super Bowl. I mean, they didn't.
I didn't know you turned the call up.
They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they fucking. I mean, I don't know.
But they still done shit
what's
though.
Debo
like, I mean, they ain't win the Super Bowl, but they still win shit to the point. And you know, here it's like.
But what's it matter different? If you're not winning the Super Bowl? And I can tell you that's how everybody in the Bay Area feels.
Yeah.
Nothing matters until you win a Super Bowl at this point. And they're not going to at this core. That's what I'm saying. You got to move on from Debo. Move on. If the likelihood of somebody else taking on Ayuk's big-ass deal with that injury is very small. So just it's easy. It's, you know, you can't just say trade Ayuk because it's not a team's not going to want that deal. But if you can do it, great. Get rid of it. Move on from him. But I just don't think that's going to happen. But you got to get Debo out of the building.
Where you say he go?
New Orleans. He'll love New Orleans. They got good food there. Crazy. Who's got good food?
Nah, fuck that. He gonna turn to Zion.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said New Orleans.
He's a Zion?
Yeah, yeah. It's just he's in Santa Clara, so there's just not that great of food. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he was in, like, New Orleans or Philly.
Man, that's crazy.
If he was in Philly, New Orleans.
Probably none of them live here because of that Ricky shit.
Where do you
think
they live?
They probably don't live. They probably live somewhere like hour or two hours away or some shit where they just drive here or something.
Yeah.
That's some shit I'll probably do. Because after that shit with that Ricky nigga, they probably ain't coming here unless it's an event.
Ricky ruined it? Who's your best team in the NFL? Underline. Who's AFC, NFC? Super Bowl? Like, give me your Super Bowl prediction.
I can't even say when the Lions are healthy. Like, I can't. Nah, I'm going to say that. Fuck it. Because, like, they have.
But they're not going to be healthy, so that doesn't matter. Yeah, when they're going to be healthy doesn't matter.
As of right now?
For the Super Bowl, when it comes, February, 3rd, whatever it is?
Yeah.
The Lions will not be healthy. There's nobody they're going to get back. Everybody's out for the season.
As the best team right now, I can't even answer that question. I feel like it's between the Eagles and the Bills.
I'm saying, if you had to bet on a Super Bowl, like.
Oh, what the Super Bowl's going to be?
Yeah, right now.
I got the Bills,
mm-hmm.
And I got Philly. Yo, that's gonna be, but you know what's crazy? Like, this the one year. Like, we don't know who the fuck's gonna win.
What if I told you Pittsburgh
winning Super Bowl
or just making it contending?
Nah, hell nah.
I don't think they
can win. I don't think they can
that
go
defense,
to Super Bowl.
I don't know, man. This may be the year for Mike Tomlin. This may be one of those years.
I don't know, man.
This may be a Mike Tomlin year, man. The way they've been playing,
they always lose to Buffalo in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's Russell Wilson now who's been in that moment. He's lost in that moment. He's won in that moment. The Chiefs. He sees both sides. He's seen both. That's what I'm saying. Against Buffalo would be a good game.
Don't they play them this year?
That defense has just been serious. That Pittsburgh defense has been serious, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. God forbid anybody gets hurt, but right now, that Pittsburgh defense is serious.
They play next week, I think.
Who? Pittsburgh Buffalo? Oh, the Chiefs?
Oh, I mean, Christmas, yeah. Yeah, that shit going to tell. This game right here going to tell a lot.
I think Pittsburgh's going to start playing. I think they're going to hit another gear in a minute. Maybe this week, next week.
I don't know, man.
I think they're going to start to hit a stride.
Pittsburgh is good.
If they get if Pickens is on the field, Pickens has to be on the field. Mike Williams has been playing great.
Can we talk about the Bengals?
It just makes me sad. I just feel bad.
The Bengals, like, fucking destroyed. I mean, they won them by 10, but, like, I watched that game. Like,
they almost lost.
Yeah, but, yo, you know what's crazy? Get Zach Taylor out of here. He was arguing.
He's going to be fine.
He was arguing with Joe Burrow and shit because, like, I guess one of his buddies is on the Titans squad, and I guess they scored, like, with, like.
Tyler Boyd. He used to play for the Bengals.
And they was like, oh, he went up to Burrow was like, oh, you should have not scored or some shit. And Burrow was like, nah, fuck that. Like, he said, nah, fuck that. We going to score. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, y'all need to score all these damn touchdowns. I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Exactly. You need to score every touchdown you can motherfucking get.
And T. Higgins is already out of Cincinnati. He's got one foot in the door already.
Yeah, he'll
be a New England Patriot. I can't wait. This is my
game.
Let me just touch on the Patriots real quick. Just get my Patriots.
Bro, he's not going to the fucking Patriots.
Yes, they lead the team in caps, but no. They've already come out and said that's the Patriots number.
So they're gonna pay him.
They could pay him the absolute moon. They could pay him. Bro, they have $160 million in cap space. They could buy half the fucking league. They could buy a team on cap space.
You got Gerard Mayo.
They have so much fucking
your
money.
Defense, okay.
Oh my god, the Patriots are gonna pay. And the way that they just played this year. Let me just give me a second. My ideal Patriots offseason. It is, you don't draft Travis Hunter. That's number one, A1. Do
what
not
if he
draft
were,
him.
Bro, what if he's DB? You want him and Gonzalez?
We're drafting a DB at one or at three. Like, what are we doing? We're drafting a DB three.
He's going not Charles Woodson. Three.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Is if we're drafting him to play DB, he's not the best wide receiver. I can entertain he's a top five DB in the FBS last year. He obviously won the award, but he won the award the first week of the season. It didn't matter. It just became a name and a popularity contest. But
see.
I need a wide receiver for Drake May. Fuck the defense. We got Christian. We can go get somebody in free agency. Go figure some shit out. Go sign. Go trade for
y'all
somebody.
Yeah, for sure getting 100, bro.
No. It's going to be, give me McMillan. Teatroa McMillan. He's 6'5".
Give Drake May corner?
A fucking target. No, look him up. No, wide receiver out of Arizona. He had Noah Fifita throwing to him this fucking, for the last 3 years.
Oh, you said
Ted McMillan.
Tariana,
you say. He is nice. Get him. Draft a wide receiver. You sign T. Higgins. And you got those two on both sides of the field. Re-sign Hunter Henry. Re-sign Austin Hooper. Re-sign everybody like the Pats usually do. Or you don't draft McMillan. And you go and draft fucking Abdul Carter. Or you draft, for the love of God, you draft somebody on the offensive line.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. Who is McMillan? Why the fuck is he throwing what the fuck? Oh, he's throwing a lateral.
No, that's not he's playing a wide receiver. That's him right there.
That's him?
Yeah.
So what the fuck? That's not him?
I don't know who that is. It's like a fucking dad or something. That's him right there.
That's him?
That's a quarterback. He's number four. He's a wide receiver, Jack.
Oh, shit. So why the fuck is his face
on
his
name? Why the hell would the Patriots draft a quarterback?
No, I'm just saying, why his name is on the cover? The video fucked up.
Oh, no, yeah.
But damn.
Nah, he's nice. Go get him a Drake May. Just get Drake May a target.
Oh, this him right here.
Wait till the combine comes. He's going to run a 4.4 at 6.5.
You say he's 6.5?
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson?
Like Calvin Johnson. Yes, sir.
DK was 6'4", 6'5".
He should have won the fucking, or he shouldn't have won. Nick Nash should have won the Biletnikoff, but
he ended it with North Carolina.
Who?
He said he ended with North Carolina?
No. He was in Arizona the whole time.
Oh.
But I'm saying give Drake May a target. What did I tell you about North Carolina?
Bro, I told nah, hell what no. I told you, bro. I was like, bro, ain't no way.
Nah, I told you, it's the girlfriend conspiracy theory. The girlfriend theory.
Bro, I was like, ain't no way there's passing up on Bill Belichick. I was like, yeah. North Carolina ain't no fucking way.
They just said they didn't have the money. That's what I was reading.
They ain't been the shit since Michael Jordan. Fucking Michael Jordan. That was back in the fucking 80s, my
absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely.
That was back when crack was popping.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas ain't doing shit for the past Bless has been 40 years.
Like, yeah. It's Bill.
The only motherfucker I know that,
is Bill.
Kobe White.
Kobe White went to UNC, really?
Yeah.
The guard for Chicago?
Yeah. Kobe White.
Really? I didn't know.
Drake. Did McCant go there? Rashad McCant.
Who?
Rashad McCant.
Rashad McCant?
Yeah, Rashad McCant.
Who the hell is that?
Dude be on Gil's Arena?
I don't know who that is. Drake May went to UNC.
But yeah, I know. I saw. Now I watched Drake Josh May in Downs. College. Yeah.
Josh who? Downs, wide receiver for the Colts. It was Drake May's number one target. He's nice this year. He put up 700 yards receiving with them.
On the Colts? Hell yeah. He's nice. Yeah,
number one?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Number one. Hell yeah. Man Short? Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little slot receiver guy.
You think we got to talk about North Carolina real quick. You think, right. What's their prediction?
They're going to compete. It's Bill Belichick. Are you kidding me? If you don't think a man that won 6 Super Bowls is not going to contend in the ACC, I don't even know what to say.
What you got, Wake Forest?
I don't give a damn who Florida they
State.
Have.
They're kicking Florida State's ass.
Belichick is going to go undefeated, and it doesn't matter who the fuck he is on the field.
I think they got a recruit.
College football.
I think they got a recruit.
Yeah, he signed a center. I saw that. Bill Belichick.
Who?
A center.
Yeah, bro. Like, he probably bringing his whole team. And you said his dad used to coach there or some shit?
Yeah, his dad was a coach.
Right,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
This is something he wanted.
He got his son as the... They had to guarantee that his son would be the head coach after he was the head coach.
So you think he's going to be one and done?
No, he's not going to be one and done. But whenever that time comes where he doesn't feel like coaching and he retires or whatever, whenever that may come...
Okay, his son coach? Son is...
Yeah, he's already the... He's the coach at Washington right now. He was
Washington?
I think Washington. Is it Washington State? Look up... Steve Belichick. He was the defensive coordinator for the Pats for a while. No, he knows what he's doing. Oh, he's Bill Belichick's son, man.
What's your college football predictions?
UNC is going to be
Washington.
Is it Washington? Yeah. UNC is going to be a fucking problem.
UNC?
Yeah, University of North Carolina.
Oh, hell no. I mean, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. No, I'm saying, what's your prediction for the playoffs?
Oh, for this year?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of this... I don't even... How do you feel about the 12-team shit?
No, I fuck with the 12-team shit. Yeah. I was getting tired of that 4-team shit, whatever that shit was.
Yeah.
I was tired. I was like, yo, you don't know how many... All those years, bro, I grew up. I was like, bro, extend the team for the player. Like, extend the format.
Yeah. And I didn't... 12 might be too much, I think. I fear that 12 is too much.
I fuck
much.
With it, bro. Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
I think Boise State, dude. I'm going to just shoot you and say Boise State. That's going to be a healthy offensive line. A healthy Janty who just got snubbed of the Heisman. He even said it. He said, I think I deserve the award.
Nah, fuck that. I think Hunter deserved that shit, bro. I really do. I really, really,
really
believe he do.
Really? You got to sell me on that. Sell me that.
Like, bro, like, he played defense and offense. I get what Janty did. I get it, bro. I get it. He went crazy. But, he played both sides of the ball. Both sides. Come on, bro. You ain't never seen nobody do that.
Yeah, you have. Charles Woodson.
I mean, but, like, the way he do it?
Marcus Jones for the Patriots, he did it. He does it now. He plays both sides. He doesn't play.
Not the way Travis Hunter does it.
In college, Marcus Jones did
it. The way Travis Hunter does it?
Yeah, look at the number. It's not that. I mean, it's obviously it's rare, but it's happened. It's happened. I'm just saying, if you're not the top.
Why do you think JT won it?
Travis Hunter, can you seriously say that he was top 5 wide receiver in college football this year?
Top 3?
Yeah, 3 or 5. Entertain both. And if the answer, the fact that you're even sitting here thinking about it.
Because I don't know too many wide receivers in college by name, but if I could, like, if I see their, because I'll be watching the games, but I don't know them by name.
But Dylan Gabriel had the most touchdowns ever.
Huh?
Dylan Gabriel set the record for touchdowns.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know it by name, but, like, I can't, like...
No, I'm telling you, but I'm just saying other Heismans, like, not even wide receivers and stuff.
I mean, I don't know. Travis, bro, he's a top 3 player in college. Fuck the position.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just...
Like, you telling me not, bro, like...
Because it's not going to translate to the NFL. He's not going to play both sides of football.
Nah, he's not doing that shit, but he's going to be nice in the NFL.
He will, but on what side of the football?
You think he need to get a little bigger? Nah, fuck the hell, he need to get bigger.
It's just where the Patriots are right now. I don't want Travis on it. That's not the target.
So, you think you go to Jacksonville? Because they got a top 3 pick.
What's the draft order right now?
The Giants. I mean, no, it's the Raiders, the Giants, the Jags. I think, yeah. I think the Jags number three. Yeah. Yeah, they're number four, actually.
Yeah, Pats are three.
And the, yeah, Patriots are number three. And the Giants might get Shador for real, for real.
That's what you're...
Or Cam Ward.
I don't know, dude.
No, I think Cam Ward might go.
I thought Cam Ward...
I think Cam Ward's a better quarterback.
Yeah, I do, too. But I thought Cam Ward, but Deion was talking to Antonio, you know, saying draft a Sanders...
Shador's yeah, so he's going number two.
That's what I thought, but then... Or one to the Raiders, but then now everybody... You know, he's been in New York the last couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
With Malik Nabers, throwing around Giants footballs, talking about...
But Pierce is about
in the building.
Probably get fired, too.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Can't even get him.
That's what I was saying when Prime was saying
that. Bro, that's crazy. I don't know, man.
Who do you have in a college football playoff? I'm going to just say Boise State. That's my pick. Healthy Boise State.
Georgia.
Arrested Boise State. But they have no quarterback. Carson Beck's out.
But still, like, they just team is like... The way they play is like next man up mentality type shit.
Not with the quarterback.
Bro, they going...
You could do that in every other position except quarterback.
Bro, with Georgia, though?
Yeah.
Bro, and they could beat Texas. They already beat Texas earlier this season. Penn State. I mean, Oregon. I actually don't know.
Probably it's going to be Boise State or Oregon. Those are run two.
Who played today? The Army shit. I'm good.
Is Boise State or Oregon?
Oh, I don't think games start till New Year's. Like, the Bulls.
Yeah. Not for, like, a week. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who does Boise State play again?
Boise State. Boise.
Who do they play?
No, I was getting, like, JT was repping his football. Like, his school and shit, like, bro, you gotta throw a suit on or some shit.
Nah, I like that. Yeah. I see both sides of it. I like that he wore the shit.
I don't know who the fuck they playing. You know, it's not known yet.
I thought they had another game.
Nah. Cool. Oh, nah, yeah, it was a championship game when they played UNLV.
Yeah, that was the Mountain West. Wait, so what's the college football playoff look like? Is there a bracket somewhere?
I don't know.
Is there a bracket?
You be hearing a train from here?
Yeah, it's just down the street.
I used to hate hearing that shit, bruh.
Oh, no, I can't hear it. Oh, no, I can hear it, actually. Yeah, the one off 4.
But it's not, is it bad?
Let me not leak my address on the fuck.
Is it bad?
To my 12 viewers.
Oh, yeah, hell no. Nah. We don't want this shit to happen.
Yeah. Clemson plays Texas. Who you got in that?
Texas.
Then that, the winner of that plays Arizona. Oh, yeah, because Boise's got a bye.
Uh-huh.
So Boise will play Penn State or SMU.
This shit too.
They're gonna play Penn State or SMU.
Who?
Boise. Who do you have?
They could be SMU. They could be both State, anyway. Because yeah. Penn State, they don't. They like.
They're not that good.
They frauds too.
Yeah. Then they play.
They about to fire that dude with the glasses. Boy, with the glasses. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. The dude that was running like this.
Yeah. And then they play. They play the winner of Georgia versus Indiana, Notre Dame.
Indiana's nice.
So Boise State's going to beat Penn State or SMU, and then they'll either play Georgia. Who's going to win Indiana, Notre Dame? I think Indiana.
Indiana.
They just lost. I think what's their coach's name? With the glasses? Cignetti? Kurt Cignetti?
I don't even know, but that's his first year, right?
Yeah, he's a dog. He's got a positive record every time he's ever coached.
They ain't not even known for football. They're for basketball.
But that's what he is. He doesn't. He's a coach. He turns programs around.
That's crazy.
But I think they beat Notre Dame. I don't know if they'll beat Georgia, though. I got to see Georgia. If they have no quarterback, I just don't see how they can do it. ETN's already in the portal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
So Boise State's going to beat that. And then Boise State's, you know, they're on the way from there.
Oh, no. Boise State. Nah, JT.
They're on the way from there.
If Hunter didn't win it, I expected him to win it. Like,
who?
For Heisman. If Hunter wasn't supposed to win
JT?
It. Yeah.
It was close. Him. It was somewhat close. But do you have any closing remarks for the people?
Oh. I don't believe in Tua no more. Get him out of here. Actually, get him out of here.
Get rid of Tua before McDaniel?
Yes. Get Tua out of here. Get McDaniels out of here. McDaniels, like, looks like a little kid on the field. Like, I'm getting tired of him. He keep running the same fucking plays, the fucking jet sweep, whatever that shit is called.
Yeah.
Like, that's no, I ain't falling for that shit no more, man. That's the game is faster now.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't Madden. You feel me? You got to run different shit. All this play action shit. Stop it, bro. Like, and we got to get a running back. Like, and Chan, he's good. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm just saying get somebody that's going to help him out on third down. Like,
a little downhill back.
Yeah, like, he a running back that's supposed power to, like, back. Just take off. Like, he's not a running back that's supposed to go through the middle and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, but I just, all I got to say about my Dolphins, man. I'm tired of my Dolphins.
Go Patriots. Don't draft Travis Hunter. Please.
You're missing out on the generation.
Please.
Talent.
Please don't draft Travis Hunter. He's going to be Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
That is Rashid Shaheed on offense, and that is I don't even know. Who's a DB comparison?
Who?
For Travis Hunter in the NFL.
Practice
give me a hell no. Give me a worse Jalen Ramsey. That's worse Jalen Ramsey and Rashid Shaheed on offense.
So y'all hearing this, right?
Yeah, I'll say
we're going to keep this. So if he get drafted by the Patriots and go crazy, we're going to come back to this.
Obviously, I'll be happy because it'll be on the pass.
But we're going to come back to this shit.
I hope they listen. I hope the Patriots are listening to me.
But yeah, I'm done with my Dolphins. You know what's crazy? Both our favorite teams in the same division.
They both suck.
But we still always going to beat y'all. It don't matter who fucking throwing the ball.
What are you talking about?
It don't matter who the fuck throwing the ball for us. Still gonna beat the damn Patriots.
What's the all-time record? There's no way my.
If you really want to look at the all-time, yeah. Nah. What's been happening since 2020?
Wow, the Dolphins do lead it. Holy shit, that's crazy.
Oh come on, so stop playing, bro.
Yeah, by nine.
Stop. The Patriots been asked, bro. They've been asked before. But people don't forget the Patriots been around for a little minute.
They have been a while
before
the
Tom Brady.
Oh, no, they were bad for a while.
They were asked before Tom Brady.
They were never good. Yeah, they were never
good. Terrible.
Never contending.
Tom Brady is the damn Patriots.
Yeah.
That's why when he left, like, I was surprised when he left.
No one's denying
it. I was like, bro, him in a Bucs uniform? I'm like, what the fuck? Tom Brady in Florida?
But get rid of Tua before Mike McDaniel? That's harsh for me.
Nah, get Mike McDaniel by the...
You gotta get him first. Like, two different Ubers. It can't be the same Uber. Yeah, it's gotta be two different Ubers to the airport. They gotta let McDaniels get, like, a 1 o'clock flight, get Tua on, like, a 4 o'clock flight. You can't let him go on the same flight.
Yeah.
McDaniels has to be. It's just a loan for the sweatpants to the knees thing for me.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I gotta say, man. I'm tired of my Dolphins, man. We need to do what the 49ers do.
How many games have the 49ers won?
I think they 6-8.
Yeah, 6-8. I said they'd win less than 9 games.
Wow, that's crazy. You really did say that.
They've won 6. They're here. They're knocking on the door for me.
No,
who's their next 5? I told him they're not going to stay healthy and they got too much shit going on. I did not change any sentiment. I started with the same shit. Niners, they can't stay healthy and they got too much shit going on off the field.
Yeah.
Niners schedule. Who do they play? They play Miami on Christmas, or right before Christmas, Detroit, and then Arizona in Arizona. They're going to lose to Miami in Miami. I think Tua has a good game.
Yeah, we beating the Niners. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I think Mikey gone, bro. Damn.
You can still zeal it to you.
I don't know.
You think, Mikey, if you're listening to this.
Mikey, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be listening.
I think we made that shit like a year ago.
We got it on the podcast. It's on the.
Oh, yeah, I remember
it. It's on the public record. No, I got it.
Mikey's
going to pay up.
The Dolphins.
But then they play Detroit in Santa Clara.
When next?
2 weeks.
And who they play next?
Miami. It's Miami, Detroit, Arizona. They're going to lose all three. And they're going to win 6 games.
Yeah, they beat Arizona.
You think so? In Arizona? I don't think
so. Yeah, they be in Arizona.
I don't think so. They'll have more injuries by then.
Arizona,
there's no way they won't have this current team in the next 3 weeks. Somebody else is going to go down.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
So who knows who it's going to be by then?
I don't know.
And week 18, you may get a call to go out there for them by week 18.
Bro,
I may be getting a call.
Give me the fucking
ball. Let me go play quarterback.
Put Garendo behind me, bro. We're going crazy.
But all right. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
December 17th. Adios.